your hand. He's back there in the back. If you don't know him, go talk to him. He is a man of God that I've walked with for 13 years. He is full-time in the Dominican Republic, been down there for 25 years. He's helping Ramon with his churches down there, so get to know him. He spoke last night, and we prayed over some people and prophesied over some people. And with Tom and Renee Lunger, you're coming on up. Come on up, buddy. He's going to, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's coming up. Do you know what you're going to do? And so today, if you've been here any length of time, you know we have prophetic ministry. He'll teach some, maybe prophesize, teach, prophesy. I don't know what he's going to do. But in the midst of the prophetic ministry, probably before it's over with, we'll end this up praying over people. So there is no official deadline until the lights are off and we walk out the door. And even then, I guess you could probably stay here. But they, and be in God's presence. So when you're full, you're free to leave. We're not going to sing the benediction today or the doxology. We'll pass on that today. Maybe another day. Y'all good?
Yes.
I think everybody knows Tom and Renee.
Yes.
Oh, you want to come share real quick your herald word? Or it's not a word. It's just an observation. I thought it was good.
Morning, church. How are you? We're good? I know Gary and Joe are good. And this word is about them. For years, I've been leading worship for 16 years now. And I would just, before even Joe came along and joined the fold, I looked at Gary and go, God, why can't I do that? That thing that he does, which is be Gary, you know, because he's up here just losing his mind. And it was not an arrogant thing. It's a Gary thing. It's a God thing. It's fire that burns inside of him. So along comes Joe some years later, and now they're both doing it. It's like Joe got infected by the disease of being passionate about God, right? All right? All right. But you notice in their act of praise and act of worship, there's sometimes the singing, but there's a lot of proclaiming happening. And in a royal court, there are two heralds that stand before the court and announce the presence of the king. In other words, the herald would come forward and say, my king is behind me. You are in front of me. You need to avert your eyes to him because he's important. He has influence and he has something to say. Amen? So God said to me, Sean, they are the heralds. They are the proclaimers. They stand before the court and announce the king. So if you wonder what all that radical stuff is going on up here, that's what it is. They are heralds of the king.
Let me make a comment. I'm not going to be here the next 2 weeks, so you got to get enough of me so that you're like, I'm glad he's going to be gone the next 2 weeks. Next week I'll be in Washington, D.C. The week after that I'll be at this man and this woman's church. It's always an awesome time. There's been a lot of complaints about you guys over the years. None of them are here now. But every once in a while we get people, do they have to do that? They do this, blah, 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 blah. This is an observation. Those that are intimidated by you, there's an insecurity in them. If you're confident in who you are in the Lord, it doesn't matter what other people's doing. And so I've never shared that, but I feel sorry for them. It can be distracting, but not when you know how to worship the Lord where you're at. And so most of the time, yeah, you will. And most of the time, I just feel sorry for them because they're being pulled out of wherever they're at because of you, and it needs to be a maturity thing that they grow. One person, this is maybe a year ago, was like, does he have to do that? And I actually said something this time. Most of the time, I just ignore him. I said, 5 years ago, he was messed up. Is that all right to say? He was not following God. He was addicted to drugs. And maybe, this is what I told them, that's why they're not here anymore. Maybe they're just happier than you for their salvation. I don't say that to everybody, but when that religious spirit jumps off of them and tries to dominate me, I'm not going to give in. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just want to share because I was kind of like Sean there. I was
I never won much to like sit back and watch everybody else do something. I was like, man, look at Gary. Why can't I do that? Why can't I do that? You know. But then I always thought, and I said, well, I'm not good enough to do that because I got all this stuff. Like I said, all this stuff in my past. God wouldn't want me to do that. And one day, and I had never cared before I was born again. I never cared what anybody thought about me. Ever in my life did I ever care what anybody thought about me? Never. And when Gary looked at me, he said, here, God want me to give this to you. I grabbed that, and for a weird thing, first thing I did was I looked back, and I said, to heck with them. And I grabbed that flag, and I never stopped, because all I want is God to approve of me, not people. God. And I never stopped. And in the process of doing that, God delivered me from just darkness and addictions. And the more I praised, the more he delivered me. And like today, the freer I get. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, his way is not the right way. It was the right way for him. If you notice me, I'm just pretty sedate most of the time and just walk around. Am I more free, less free? That's not, you can't judge by external circumstances. You have to judge by what you're intimidated by, and whatever you're intimidated by, you have to push through. You understand what I'm saying? And so each person is free. Otherwise, we become, the sign of success is raising a flag, or sign of spirituality. It's not. The sign of spirituality is being free and not being intimidated in your soul by the devil or other people's opinions. Buddy, give Tom a hand clap here.
Come on. The Lord's good. I brought a sermon, you know, prayed, felt like I had the mind of the Lord. Then I got here, everything changed. So before we came, we left Friday, and the Lord said, we had a thing down in, when we were in the DR, Dominican Republic, when we went down there, we had a thing because a lot of things we tried to do didn't necessarily go the way we wanted them to go. And so we came up with this saying, just be a kite. Just let the wind blow wherever he wants it to blow. Just be ready for change.
Let me jump in. I don't think Ramon's ever heard that. That was an inside joke in the group. Things
I don't think it was
go
a joke.
Right. And I'll just say, hey, the Holy Spirit's blowing. Just be the kite. And so that became the phrase, just be the kite.
That's right.
But Ramon came in. I don't think you didn't know that, did you? We go, just be the kite, man.
Because things would change. Cars would break down, you know, just... it was just our truck, I should say. The truck broke down, tires went flat. So we'd go, be the kite. Just go with it, man. Just whatever the Lord's doing, just go with it. Amen. And so anyway, I'm just trying to figure out what to do here. Hello. Wasting time until I get a Holy Ghost to kind of give me a little direction. So let's just pray. Father, we adore you. Lord, we just come boldly to your throne of grace that we might receive mercy and grace. Lord, we come into that new and living way through the blood of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your great mercy and your great kindness over our lives. Amen. What's y'all's name? I know I've been here before. Now, y'all just going to have to forgive me if I forget your name. I know your faces, but I don't. Sometimes I forget. Let me just do this. Mary, right?
That's my first name. Yeah.
Well, you expect me to know all your last
names. No, I go by middle name. Go by Vicky.
Oh, you go by Vicky.
Right.
Okay, well, I got part of it right, so hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, people have been telling me, prophetic people, for a while, you need to go by Mary.
See, I'm just in the spirit. Hello. Now, what's y'all's name? I know I should
Dave
know.
And Zinni.
Dave and Zinni. Okay, Dave and Zinni.
Cindy.
Oh.
Cynthia, that's our first name. That's our first name.
Lord, give me ears to hear today. Amen. Cindy. Do you get abused like this often?
Yes.
She did with me.
Yeah. Hello. Amen. All right. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this couple. And I see y'all just kind of plowing. But I see, can you guys get the, you're trying to do that, get the ring out of here. Or is it me? Am I doing something?
We're working on it.
Okay. Thank you. Amen. But I see where you all been like plowing, but there hasn't been a lot of fruit, and there hasn't, and it seems like, and the Lord says, don't become weary in well-doing, but keep pressing in, because in due season, there's going to be a harvest that y'all didn't expect. Okay. There's going to, and I see there's some things that kind of need to be turned around, and God's going to turn them around, and that, you, Cindy, hello, or Cynthia, do you like Cindy or Cynthia?
Both.
All right, well, Cindy, you're in a season where you're having to be patient.
Easy.
And so it's good because it's developing character in you, and it's the character of Jesus, amen. And so the Lord says, be patient. But he knows where you're at, and he will give you the strength to have the patience that you need for the things that you face. And even in some relationships, you're having to be patient with. And the Lord says he's going to put words in your mouth to say to those that may be saying things against or whatever they're saying. I'm not sure what they're saying, but I know you're having to be patient. And so the Lord's going to... let me do this. Father, I impart peace to Cindy right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the peace. That, Lord, out of her peace, Lord, she's going to speak. Lord, because she's a peacemaker, God. Blessed are the peacemakers, Lord. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Whew, Jesus.
Amen.
Theirs is the kingdom of God. And so thank you, Lord. I thank you for doing this. And this is funny, but I saw you as a cheerleader. Amen, amen. And I just feel like you're a real encourager, and you need to be sensitive to the people around you, because there's people around you that need to be encouraged. And you know the voice of the Lord. You know what the Spirit's saying. You hear his voice. And so as you hear the voice of the Lord, just encourage somebody. Handshake, hug, I don't know, whatever the Lord would tell you to do, but I just see where you can be that cheerleader and help people to get through their battles, and kind of like what Jason and all them did last night at the bar. The Lord said, go back and minister to them, and they did. So I just see you doing that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. The rest of you are just, you're in bad shape, so I think. No. You've got sin in your life. You'd have repented a long time. No, I'm just joking. Just joking. What's your name, young lady?
Kim.
Kim, have I ever ministered to you?
Yes.
I did? Was I okay? Was it okay?
Yes.
Just making sure. Well. When I laid hands on you, I put my hands on you. I just know that. See something? Well, anyway, when I get directions, sometimes I have no clue. Just like the Lord says, go get them. I'd be like, okay, or it's just they pop out or whatever. So you popped out. So anyway, but when I laid my hand on you, the Lord said she's in a season of drought, but the rain's coming. Don't let the circumstances and the stuff that's going around you move you, okay? God's got it in control. You know, the last part of Zechariah, is it Zechariah? What's the three chapters? There's three chapters in the Bible. And Habakkuk. See, I knew there's somebody spiritual in here. Hello. Habakkuk. Read the last few verses in Habakkuk.
Keep going.
Okay.
And what Habakkuk came to, he said, though the stalls be empty, there's no sheep in the fields, though there's no grapes on the vine, yet will I praise you. So you just praise God. In this season, just praise God and know there's an end. See, in the middle of that, you could read it. It's three just simple chapters. But he said, write the vision down and make it clear. Well, what it was, the clear vision was, there's a time of trouble coming. And so he looked and he said, okay, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. When these things happen, this is what I'm going to do. Yet will I praise you. I will give you glory and I will give you honor. And so you do that, and you watch God begin to turn around. And the things that you've lost, God is going to bring them back, okay? And there's going to be it says about Job, when it's written about Job in James, it says that we see the endurance of Job, and the outcome is that the Lord is full of compassion and that he's faithful. And the Lord is full of compassion. And he's faithful to you. Amen. What was your name again? Kim. Father, we pray for Kim, Lord. Come on, church, let's pray. We thank you, Lord. It's tough being in a drought, Lord. But Lord, yet will we praise you because, Lord, we know that you're full of compassion and you are faithful. And that, Lord, things have to change. Yet will we praise you because we know, God, things will change. Even with Israel, God, things changed. And Lord, you brought your Messiah. You're amazing, Father. And so, Lord, we just thank you. And there's the anointing right there, Kim. He'll give you the strength to praise him. He'll give you the strength to glorify him. He's with you. That's why he pointed you out this morning. Because know that the Lord your God is with you. Yes, he is mighty to save. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Gina, there's intercession in you, and I don't know what it's about. I'm just telling you, that God's calling you to a season of prayer. Fasting. I don't know if you like to fast. I'm not much of a faster. But but you know, you can just see what the Lord wants you to do. Just pray. Say, Lord, because I'm going to pray this. You just sit right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, anoint my sister, Lord. Spirit of God, let her see, God, what you're calling her into, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, give her. Lord, I believe she's already burdened about some things, about some people and some situations, some things that are going on. And Lord, I just pray, God, that she would just see, you would direct her in her prayer life, God. Amen. That you would give her wisdom and understanding. And Father, what's your name, sir? Jeff, Father, for my brother, thank you, Lord, for fresh anointing to do what he's doing, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this this family right here, God. Y'all married, right?
Yes,
okay, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this family. Amen.
Almost 28 years.
Oh, 28 years, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife have only been married 42?
Mm-hmm.
Two, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to Jeff. No, back to the family. Lord, I thank you for direction in this family, God. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you said if anyone lacks wisdom, that Lord, you give it generously to all. And I thank you that, Lord, you're giving them wisdom concerning the decisions in their family, Lord, that they have to make, some things that they have to do, some things that you're putting on their hearts and their minds. Thank you, Lord, that they'll be led by the Spirit in what they do to make the decisions that they make. And that, God, I see that you're with them in a strong way. I see that, God, you're with them, over them, to help them in the decisions, God, that they need to make. And so the Lord says, follow after my leading and he's going to give you some directions, some things to do. And so as, let me just say this. The Lord may give you something different to do. Maybe something that you think, well, this is unusual. Well, just do it. You know, just whatever, you know, maybe, I don't know what it'll be. I just know the Lord at times, he asked me to do things and I don't have a clue why he asked me to do them. I just did them, and Lord, you just do, you know, the outcome's up to you. And so, Lord, I just thank you for leading this family. I thank you, Lord, for the heritage, God, that they're going to pass on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all need guidance? Y'all need guidance?
Need guidance, yeah.
Amen. Don't we all? Hello. You got anything, hon? All right, maybe. Let me take care, okay. Oh, let me just say this. This is for the church. We got right here Friday night. So Friday night I was praying, and this usually doesn't happen to me. I'm more of a hands-on or looking at people kind of thing. But anyway, I was in my praying in the wonderful place that we stayed, so full of God that I just would fall out at night in the bed. We stayed with Doreen. Amen. So anyway, she's a blessing. But anyway, I was praying and the Lord said, write down, or sit down and write these things down. So I said, okay. And so here's what I want to say to the church body here. This is a year of expansion for the church. Those who have been faithful, God will open up new avenues of ministry or a greater influence in people's lives. God wants you to know that your work has not been in vain. And the seeds that you have sown have not been in vain. He has seen the trials you have went through, and because you have persevered and stood the test, it is your season to reap. Everybody say, it's my season to reap. Amen. Those who haven't grown weary in well-doing will reap a harvest. It is the church's due season to reap a harvest. Amen. Say, Lord, thank you for the harvest. All right, here we go. God is asking some to step up and be available and begin to do the works of helps in the church. I don't know what everybody does, but there's there. If you look in the Word, there's a ministry of helps that are needed. And that means, what does that mean? You just help. I have a brother that comes to our church, and whenever there's something to be done, he's just there. He just helps. Okay, so it's just being available to help, and whatever the Lord puts on you to do. So he's asking them to, and so you have to step up. You have to say, okay, I'll do that. I worked when I was at a, when I first got in the ministry, we did different things. And so sometimes I'd stand around and I'd watch people do stuff. And I'd look around and I'd think, well, Lord, what do I need to do? And so a guy that was mentoring me, he came up and he said, get your hands out of your pockets and do something. And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, just do help somewhere. I said, well, okay. So I just began to do. Just so that's what the Lord's asked you to do. Get your hands out of your pocket and do something. Amen. Okay. Out of this will come creative ideas to help better the church's appearance. And I'm not saying there's anything bad about the church's appearance. In fact, I like the way it is. But... And in a way, some things are done that God will give you credit on just different things. By the end of the year, God wants the church to look different. Now, I have no clue what that means. That's just what I heard. And so it may be just doing some things that will draw people's attention when they come in here. But it's you stepping up and saying, Lord, I'll help. Amen?
Amen.
So, hey, y'all, ready for change?
Yes.
See, yes. Most Amen. People in churches don't like change. We as just people don't like change. Hello? Hello? Yes. That's why I'm trying to be like the kite. Lord, just wherever we just blow me wherever. Hello. Now, here's a good one. I like this one. Thank you, Lord. I receive since I'm a part of the church. Amen. The windows of finances will be open to those who have sown. Well, I'm glad y'all are excited about that. Some need to believe for a better job, a better position. God is going to move you to a better position so that you can sow more money into His kingdom. And so I see where God's going to shift some of you. And so if you feel, you know, some, as you go into the year, you feel, you know, I could really let my talents and, you know, Lord, pray and God will open doors for you. Okay? Amen. And then you'll get, that happened to Joseph. Amen. It did. You will find yourself having to deal with, this is exciting, you'll finding yourself have to deal with demons and the ministry of deliverance, really. And God wants to raise up more who to be a part of that ministry and deliverance. God is going to release a spirit of discernment. Father, I thank you right now for releasing, God, a spirit of discernment, Lord, so that we will be more effective in dealing with demonic strongholds in the area and in people's lives. Now, you do know, understand this, and I've taught this before. You do know that if we took the devil out of here, that we wouldn't have near the problems that we have.
Amen. Yes,
amen. Basically, now you got to understand this. When Jesus comes back and rules and reigns, okay, there's going to be people that didn't get saved in that. There's going to be nations. He's going to leave, and then Jesus is going to reign out of Israel. And the Bible even says that those nations that don't come to Israel, that there'll be a drought on their land. So see, there'll be people that are left after we get raptured, we get to come back and rule and reign with Christ. How many's ready for a new body? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Really. Yeah, I told Joseph today, I said, you know, I want to grow up, not grow out. Amen. And so anyway, there'll be nations that won't know the Lord, but with us and other things that'll happen, we'll get to cause them to come to know the Lord. And so we have to understand that if the demons were taken out of the way, see, when we go to those nations, there won't be near the problem that they had before, that we go now. I mean, right now, the nations rage against Jesus. Amen. See, it says the nations rage against the anointed one. It's true. Amen. See, they try to keep Jesus out of China, out of most of the Middle East. Yeah. I mean, they make laws, pass laws, do things against Christians. Amen. Hello? See, that's the anointing. Well, when he's taken out of the way, guess what? Them laws will quit, and then people will be open to the gospel to hear and be changed. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to have to do that. So, all right, where am I at? Now, what I'm going to do is I'll go into my message, and then we'll see at the end. We'll just see. Yeah. Sometimes I know what I'm doing and sometimes I don't. Because you're just trying to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so sometimes you get really good direction and sometimes, like the Lord says, do that and then we'll do this. And we may do prophetic as I teach. I may just do that as I teach. Okay? So anyway, I'm going to teach on the message that when I came, God gave me. And amen. It'll all work out. But I want you to notice... And there was a question asked of me, and so I just asked the Lord. And the question was, what does intimacy with God look like? What does intimacy with God look like? That's a good question. What does it look like? And Let me just say this, side note. Often we look for us, like God's got this secret key, and that if we got this secret key, that we could stick it in some door to heaven and turn it, and everything would be wonderful. And we'd be like, thank you, Jesus. Let me just say, there's no secret key. You know where the secret key is?
Right there.
It's called Amen. The Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. There's, you know, sometimes we look, we can get tips, especially if we're going through a drought or a hard time. We can look, oh, if I could just find the right thing. No, 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 no. We've already got the right thing. It's called the Bible. It's here.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
So we're not looking for some kind of secret key or something that God's hiding to not give us victory. It's already been established. It's already been paid for. We already have victory in Him.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
You know my favorite verse in this season of time that I'm going through?
Amen.
Because I've been born again.
Yes. Amen.
See, I've been born again.
Amen.
I've overcome them, and so them can be a lot of things. Demons, lack of finances, yeah. Whatever. And now I have overcome. Not that I will, I have.
Amen.
So since And the reason I have overcome them, whatever I want to put in there for the day, thoughts, whatever, then bad thoughts come to your head. Anybody get bad thoughts besides me in your head? So anyway, I say, thank you, Lord. I've overcome them because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. It's because of what He done. See, Jesus said, I'm going to go before you. Be of good cheer because I've overcome them and I'm going to give it to you.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
So anyway, back to my point. Back to what we're talking about. What does intimacy with God look like? Now the Bible shows a lot of different examples. And I want to say this. We had the example this morning. Okay? Do y'all remember what song we started out with? Without the band saying anything? Boy, we're very observant in this. No. But see, I was paying attention because I was looking, God, which way do I go? Because I had two sermons and I didn't know which one to do. But the first song, and I said, well, I guess that, Lord, you're telling me, I want to know you.
Yes.
Oh, well, Lord, maybe that's the way you want to talk about intimacy. Well, then we go from that extreme, and we go into Craig coming up. Okay, let's everybody. You know, well, that was intimacy. That was intimacy. And then last night, the peace of God was so.
Amen. Right.
And so the Lord gave us an example. Here's what intimacy is. The peace of God. Pulling yourself aside, letting the peace of God minister to you, and then hearing what God has to say.
Say that again, Tom.
Gosh, I don't know if I can. I get the spit. Anyway, last night, because I was like, Lord, I didn't really know what was going on, but I said, Lord, what? And He said, I'm giving you an example of how to get instructions or how to hear from God. That here we were in this intimacy, say, and He said, pull yourself aside, get the peace of God, so that you can hear the voice of God. Because see, when your mind's all going, brum, 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 sometimes it's hard to hear.
Amen.
And then we had a good scripture that Dr. Cooper, y'all know what we call him down at our church, Bishop. Call him a bit, just to aggravate him a little bit, because he doesn't like it, but we call him Bishop. Amen. So anyway, he came up with this scripture that, what does it say? To seek, come on, Craig, what does it say? You came up with Proverbs, what was it? Last night when you brought up, when we got done about seeking. Yeah. 25:2.
The heart of God, yeah. Thing, the heart of
Yeah. So sometimes in seeking or in intimacy, you have to seek the Lord to find the answer. And God may take you a couple different directions to find it. But thank God we can find it. Amen. So here's number one. And now these are not in some kind of, because I've got, and we're not going to do them all today. But I have, so far I have 12. And there may be more. And I'll just tell. But anyway, here's the first one that the Lord gave me when he began to share with me about what does intimacy look like. It says in Acts 17, 27, and you could go read down through 28. It says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." You want to know what intimacy looks like? And let me just say this. It's a heart issue. And it should come out on the outward, but it's a heart issue that we come up to this place and we say this. We say, we come to this place like David. Remember David, King David, that his heart was after God. His heart was after God. Did he do everything right? No. Killed somebody, committed adultery. I mean, and I'm like, "Lord, how can a man after your heart do so much wrong?" And he's like, "Well, you're after my heart, right?" "Yeah." "Well, how much wrong do you do?" "Lord, I repent." Gosh. Jesus, help me. Okay. So anyway, he had a heart after God. So basically, for in him, Jesus, we live and move and have our being. John 15, 4 and 5. If you abide in me and I in you, what? You bear much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Amen. Lord, I realize apart from you I can't do anything.
Amen.
So Lord, let me live this out on an everyday basis. In my job, what I do, I sell cars 3 days a week. Going to fix them to go four because the tax season's coming up. But so I say, "Lord, what can I do? I can't live without you. I've got to abide in you and move in you." And so what do I do with these people coming in? You know, some like to hear about Jesus, some don't. So, and then, of course, I always try to slip in things. I'm always looking a way to slip in something, especially when they're... You know, it's funny how people think used car salesmen are just nasty cuss and do all this stuff. And so I always try to slip in something that maybe, you know, calm their... You know, I'm a pastor. So, and here's another one, okay? This is called intimacy. What does intimacy look like? I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but it's the Christ. It is him who lives in me. Now the life I live in the flesh, how do I live it? I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. See, it's a heart issue to where I say, "Lord, I've been crucified with you." Now, here's what I asked the Lord one time. I said, "Lord, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but it's you that lives in me. Well, then what happened to me? Where am I at now? Because I thought you died for me and me, you know." So he said, "Tom, what I want you to be to the world is Christ, that you would die and let him live through you, but in your quiet time, me and you." I was like, "Awesome, Lord." So when I'm out in the world, I try to act a little different. Well, no, I try to be the same thing in it, you know what I'm saying? But I understand that when I'm in the world, I'm to be like Christ in my home and it. But when I go to my secret place, or even when I'm driving, or even when I'm even out in the world, me and God are communicating. You know, "Lord, what would Jesus do in this situation? How would he act in this? Well, you know, how would he respond?"
Yes, sir.
Then God helps me. Number two, Titus 2:14 says this, who gave himself for us that we might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Now, the reason we got saved is because God wanted us. It's because God wanted us for his own possession.
Amen.
You've got to under. You'll never go to the level of intimacy that God has for you if you don't realize God bought me. He paid the price so I could be his possession.
Amen.
You know, I used to think, one of the reasons I wanted to be a minister is because I thought you get closer to God. And then I got in the ministry and I thought, no, that's not it. And so I had to come to this place where I said, you know, God, you want me for me. You want me for me. I'm your own possession. So when you realize that, you say, well, then, Lord, how can me and you get this relationship working and going to a better... Because, God, you saved me because you wanted me. I'm your own possession. First Peter, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, again, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And there's another place in the Old Testament, but I couldn't find it, that says the same thing, that we're his possession. That's what he talked about Israel. You're my possession. You're my children. You're mine. But you know what? They could never get over there. Oh, you know what? We belong to God. Oftentimes they say, no, we're just going to do it our way. God. Number three. 1 John 15:9-10. As the Father loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Obedience propels us into intimacy. Sometimes we think, Lord, why are you asking me to do that? He's asking, do it. But the thing is, it builds our relationship and our intimacy with him. See, why did Jesus obey God? In fact, there's a scripture that, and basically what it says, because Jesus gave himself, that he went to the highest place. God took him to the highest place. So I asked the Lord, I said, what is the highest? How could Jesus get to any more higher place than he is? So I'm like, and the Lord said, he went to... Excuse me. He went to the highest place of intimacy with God. He had more intimacy with God after the cross than before the cross, because he became a man like us.
Amen. Wow.
And so when he was resurrected, all of a sudden, there was a more intimacy with the Father than he had before the cross. See, you know one thing? Jesus was God the Word, but became flesh. He'll always be a man. He'll be the God-man forever. And he wasn't before. He was the Word before. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. And then he went through that terrible death. Went into hell. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be separated and have the demons dancing over you and doing all sorts of stuff. Feeling the agony, the fire, the flames, whatever, And then all of a sudden God said, 3 days, it's enough, and spoke, boom,
hallelujah.
Raised him out of that grave, hell, death, the devil. And then he said, I'm going to go ascend to the Father. Just can't imagine. Now, you got to remember this. Obedience is the only thing that we can give God that has any worth or value, and that will bring glory to his name. No other thing. Obedience. So, and the thing is, which I'll just go down to the next, number four, Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith it's impossible to please him, because he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So let me just say this, without faith, without believing in God, now here's my thing, I can't obey God without faith. I cannot obey God without believing in God, without trusting him that he's placed in me the ability to even obey. So you got to come to that revelation. You know, God, when God asks you to do something, he's not only asking you, but he's giving you the ability to do it. And so I just say, amen, Lord, I've got the ability to do that, even though I don't look like maybe I could do it. How many's ever argued with God about something he's asked you to do? And so you have to realize, see, it says, I've been crucified with Christ, no longer I live, but Christ lives in me, and the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith. Lord, I have faith that God, like I said, because you live in me, I overcome, so therefore I can step out and obey what you're telling me to do, because you're with me and you will help me to get the job done. Because without you, I can't do it. Hello? Without you, Father, I can't do it. Amen? And so, the Bible says, Paul said, we make it our aim to please the Father. Or we make it our goal in this life, in everything we do. Now listen to this. In this present life or in the life to come. So we'll see a clearer picture, because when we have a new body, thank you, Jesus, it'll be wonderful. And we'll get to understand how we can please the Father in the life. We're going to please God for the rest of our lives. It's not something we do here and then it's done. When we get there, we all relax and say, "Pah, glad that's over. You know, now I'm just going to sit on a cloud and, you know, play my harp." No, the Bible says that we're going to rule and reign with him. So there's things we're going to do. And the Bible says we're going to rule nations. People that overcame here that will rule nations in the kingdom to come. Amen. So do you say, what does intimacy look like? Well, it looks like that I'm believing God. That every step I take, everything I do, I believe the Lord. Let me just say this too. Faith defined is James 2:26. Faith without works is dead. Now let me just say this. Faith is a choice we make and an action we take. If you're taking notes, faith is a choice I make and then it's an action I take. Trust is where I just sit back and say, amen, Lord, you do it. Belief, same way. But when God speaks faith, or when he speaks to me about doing something, it's a choice I make, and then it's an action I take. All right? Got that? So, faith is I choose to believe what God has spoken to me, or what he has spoken to me, and I act upon it. And I keep doing what the Lord's told me to do until it's done. Until he says, meh, you don't have to do that no more. Oh, okay. Kind of like when we were in Bristol. God said, do Bristol. I used to tell God, could you please deliver me from Bristol? I was pastor there. Could you please get me out of this mess? And he's like, nope, not going to do it. And so I was like, oh. And then I got to a place where I was like, you know what? I could do this. Hey, man, I can do this, you know, forever. And then the Lord's like, nope, we got something else. I was like, oh. And sometimes he just wants to change us to the place to where, you know, we're just willing. Lord, I can do it. I can stay here and do whatever. He's like, okay, that's good. That's all I want to see. Amen. Amen? Yes. It's kind of like marriage. You know, there's the, it's, now we're going into a deep one. Hello. You know, people make choices in marriage. And a lot of the choice is, I'm not happy, so therefore I'm booging it down the road. And or they separate, whatever they want to do. And a lot of times it's just a choice that, Lord, I didn't get in this marriage for my spouse to serve me. The reason I got in this marriage so that I could learn to love them and serve them.
Amen.
And so, by faith, you say, Lord, show me. How many has ever got this revelation that are married? Or maybe you've been married, whatever. That this other, your spouse was like different than you. Like, I remember when, I first got that revelation. That I was laying in bed one day and I said, I thought me and Renee were so alike and she's just totally different than what I, and it wasn't bad. It was just like, she thinks different, the way she responds to things different, and I'm like, oh, golly, Lord. I thought we were just, and this guy, we had premarital counsel, and he told me all this stuff, and I'd be like, I just sit through the marriage counseling going, you just don't know. Because he told me this one time, he said, which I thought, what is he talking about? He said, marriage is like riding a bike. He said, the day you quit pedaling is the day it'll stop. And I thought, buddy, we on a goat. I mean, we're on a motorcycle. And we got the pedal to the metal, baby. We just flying. Well, then I realized, Lord, I got to work on this thing, don't I? I've got to work on understanding my wife, thinking like her. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I had to take some action, What are you saying to me? See, looks like. To me, it was like, Lord, show me how to love my wife. Show me what I can do to love her.
Yes.
I don't have a problem loving men. I can go up and, kick them, hit them, punch them. Joke around with them, and when they're going through a hard time, make fun of them. And, I just found out, with a woman, you just don't do that. You don't make fun. It's just not the thing to do. Yeah, bad idea. Ooh. You treat them a little different. So I said, Lord, show me what to do,
To repent too is not really
great. Yeah. I used to tell Renee, I was the man of God. I would say, she would do something, I'd say, you need to repent. You need to repent. She's like, oh, just, ugh. And really, I should have been going, I need to repent. I need to repent. But anyway, I just come to that revelation. She's a little different than me. So what can I do? So I went to the Lord and he began to show me. I didn't understand it. See, I thought I needed to have all the answers for her. Well, then, I learned if I just told her, let her lay her head on my chest and she would talk out her thing, I didn't even have to have an answer. She'd get done. She goes, I feel so much better. Thank you. I'd be like, I didn't say nothing. God's like, hello. Amen. Number five. Psalms 147:1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. Now listen to this. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. See what is in it, Missy, look like? We had a little, God showed us a little bit today. We praised, we worshiped, we went through all. That was called intimacy. And see, here's the thing. It's how much we partake of what God's telling us to do that we go into deeper intimacy.
Amen. Yes, sir.
See? I'll just tell you a little. Sometimes it used to bug me, like Jason, he'd say, raise your hands. And I'd be like, hey, I know how to worship God. I don't need to raise my hands. Being a little rebellious. Of course, I thought I was so spiritual, and so, I don't need to do that. He didn't have to tell me. And then the Lord said, well, what if that's the Holy Spirit telling you to do it? I said, I repent, Lord. I, Craig, come up, jump, jump. I said, all right, Joan, I'll jump, jump. You know, hey. If the Holy Ghost tell me to do, hey, you know, he's speaking through him, hey. But as I impart in that, as I go in, I get more intimacy.
Yes, sir.
Hello? All right, where are we at? Okay. Now I'm just going to say the rest of these, and not really, unless, yeah. Not my will, but yours be done.
Yes.
That is really an intimate time with God. You know what? Jacob wrestled with the Lord, Jesus. Remember? Wrestled with him. I'm not going to let you go, God. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. And he said, until you bless me. And then touched him in the socket. Ooh, he said, now listen to this. Got to hear this. He said, I'm changing your name from Jacob, the usurper. Anyway, he was a deceiver. It means he was a deceiver. He deceived. If you read the book of Joseph, he deceived people all the time. Him and his mama got together and just tried to get the inheritance by their own means. And they totally messed it up. So he wrestled, and he finally came to the place, and his wrestling was, God, you got to bless me because I can't do this. Boom. Oh, well, Lord, I'm coming out of this with a limp. Has anybody ever had to do the will of the Lord, but you're coming out with a limp? Because you kind of wrestled with him all night. But he said, look at this. I'm changing your name from Jacob to Israel.
Amen.
All right. Let me go. I got to tell you this one all. I'm just going to tell you this. Moses asked the Lord, show me your glory. Now let me just say this. I read this scripture and I was like, Moses talked to God, the Bible says, face to face, over 80 times. I'm like, I haven't even had it once. 80 times, okay? So then I'm like, Lord, he talked to you 80 times. And then he's asking, show me your glory. Didn't he already see it? Well, here's what he was asking. God, show me the greatest thing about yourself. Show me, God, what is the greatest thing about you that I need to know? He said, the Lord God. Ooh. Compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sins, but by no means passes over the guilty. So he got a revelation. You know the funny part is? If you read it, it's so funny. That the Lord said, I'm going to destroy Israel. And so Moses stepped in and said, he said, Lord, you can't do that. And he said, remember, you're slow to anger. After he had that thing, God said, I'm slow to anger. He stepped in and he said, Lord, remember, you're slow to anger. It's like God said, oh, okay, I forgot. But he said, because of you, Moses, I'm going to forgive him. So God was just revealing himself. He said, Lord, I want more. Our hearts should be, Lord, I want more.
Yes.
I want more.
Yes.
Got to have a heart to pray. 1 Timothy 2:1. Number 9, you got to remember this. And I couldn't find... Amen. I just didn't have time to do everything I wanted to do. The fear of the Lord. We need to walk in the fear of the Lord. There is still the fear of the Lord. The Bible talks about it. You know, you say, why did David sin? Because he evidently didn't have the fear of the Lord. He was after God's own heart, but somehow got distracted and lost the fear of the Lord. Because if you fear God, guess what? Oh, I better not. You know, I don't want to reap the consequences. Amen. intimacy through trials and temptations. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 9. Paul said, I prayed three times, God, get this thing off of me. And God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you. This is all intimacy. This is what intimacy looks like. I prayed three times, God, get this. My grace is sufficient. Then he said, you know what? I'll delight in infirmities and all these different things. He named a list. He said, because you know what? I realized that when I'm weak, he's strong. That's called intimacy. Jeremiah 29:13, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you search for me with all your heart. And I went through the dilemma of God putting that scripture in my heart. And I said, Lord, I don't even know how to do that. I don't know how to seek you with all my heart. I don't even know what it means. He said, well, I'll show you. Well, okay. So he did. That's 11. I don't remember what 12 was. I was getting so many. But anyway, here's the problem with intimacy that a lot of people have. It takes time and it takes an effort to become more intimate with the Lord. Or I'll put it this way. It takes more time and it takes more effort to become intimate with the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. See, it's not giving him, you know, see, one thing about faith, it's you walk in faith 24/7. You know, I don't walk in faith when I have a battle or things are going wrong. Oh, I need to walk in faith. No, I walk in faith. Lord, how can I please you? I get up and I say, Lord, how can I please you every day? What can I do to please you every day? It's in that relationship. So it takes time and an effort and a consciousness on our part that, Lord, whatever you're asking me to do today, I'll do it. See, it's that what we said at first, remember? In him I have my being. See, David had a heart after God, and here's the thing that is so amazing. That Jesus said, I'm making a covenant with you that on your throne I'll build my kingdom. On a man that murdered, committed adultery, lied, you're going to sit on his throne? Yep. Showing the world, I forgive. Yes. Showing the world, I forgive.
Yes.
Showing the world. So you want to, we'll just say that's 12. I said I'd add 12 because I had another one, but I forgot it. But anyway, the 12 is, you want to have intimacy? Repent. I'll just say this. You'll not have the intimacy. I'll say this. You'll never go deeper in intimacy if you don't learn to repent. And I'll say this. A guy told me this in the ministry one time. He said, you know, Tom, it's better to eat warm crow than it is cold. I said, yeah, that's right. So, you know, don't wait around to repent. Do it early.
Yes, sir.
It's just a lot better, a lot easier, you know. Hello. You don't know. Okay. She looked crow. I guess they don't use that these days. Amen. So remember, it starts in our hearts, asking the Lord, Lord, I want to be intimate with you, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes so I can become more intimate with you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to say this last thing, and then we'll see where the Lord takes us. You know, we have a crisis in America with divorce and families and boom, like it's like, ugh. And see, here's the thing. If we can't be intimate with our Father who art in heaven, Jesus, our Savior and Lord, and the Holy Spirit, then how are we going to be intimate with our families?
Right, amen.
Because yeah. See, the only way I know how to be a father is I look and say, Father, I don't know how to raise these kids. You know, you wish you could have rent a kid for a year. Tested them out, you know, okay, amen. I know a little bit. But the truth is, kids grow up, you know, they go different stages, you know, one through fives, you know, different, then they go 6 through 10, and then they come into teenagers, and you're like, Jesus. But, And then, you know, then they get older, and I got older kids, and they're still going through it. I'm like, okay, Lord, help me, Jesus. But if I see Him, and I'm intimate with Him, then I can be intimate with my children. See, the reason we have a crisis is because people, and it's in the church too, we have about the same divorce rate as the world does in the church. And it's not 50%, but it's in the 20s. And so we have the same thing going on. And it's because we're not intimate. And see, there's no secret key to be intimate. It's just what I said. It's all through the Bible. It's what we did today, acting out. What we did last night. That we're just responding to God. Lord, I just want to be obedient. Amen. So, Father, we just thank You, Lord, for this day. Now, just take what was spoken. If the Holy Spirit quickens you in any place, just I want you to pray to Him. I want you to pray to the Father. And just whatever you, resolution or whatever, you know, there's days I've got to sign up again, Lord. Lord, forgive me. You know, I'm signing up again, Lord. So, Lord, just, you know, whatever it is that you say, Lord, you know, I'm kind of weak there. I've been doing. Just pray. What? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what you need to do where. We just look to You, Lord, and we say, we want to have a heart like David, God. Lord, we want to have a heart like Paul. That, Lord, he said that he counted all things as dung that he might know You. You know what dung is? Poo-poo. So, Lord, I do pray, even what happened last night, God, that in the lives of all of us, Lord, that we wouldn't get so busy, Father, with the things of this world that we would forget that You're with us. And, Lord, even greater than that, that You're in us. And that, Lord, even in our jobs and in our work, Lord, that there'd be times where we would just reflect on who You are. Reflect on, God, that You're in us. And that, Lord, that we're doing the We're just, Lord, we want to please You. That, Lord, when we got up in the morning, we'd say, Lord, what can we do today? Lord, I set my aim, I set my goal to just please You. And, Lord, I thank You that out of that, God, there'll become a greater intimacy with You, Lord. Awesome. Amen. And we just thank You, Lord. Because, Lord, I believe the people that are here, Lord, the reason they stuck around so long is, Lord, they want to be intimate. And so, Lord, whatever fashion or whatever form it may come, Lord, we just say, Lord, we'll yield. Amen. And, Lord, I pray that we would not get stuck, because we have to realize that this intimacy thing grows, it develops. We grow into more intimacy, just like Moses grew into intimacy with You. Lord, is all You. We look at the disciples, Lord, that they grew into. It came in different forms and fashions, but God, they recognized it and they went with it. And so, Lord, we just thank You for that, God, today. We thank You for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Nikki? I just saw that last year was a kind of a rough year. It was a difficult time, but God says it's a new year and that things are going to begin to turn around for you, that you're going to begin to see some harvest, some things happening. Amen. And you know what? Yeah. Amen. And that as God, sometimes you felt like you had to kind of walk through this, but the Lord wants you to know that He's been carrying you in some situations.
Amen.
And let me say this. You often think bad about yourself, and the Lord says, stop, and don't compare yourself with others, and don't let guilt and condemnation be your friend, but let His forgiveness, let His acceptance, see you're accepted in the Beloved. So you got to, we've all had to renew our mind to that, and still have to renew our mind. We're accepted in the Beloved. And so know that you have a part in the kingdom of God. Amen. That you have a part in the kingdom of God, and that God's going to help you with the situations you're going with right now. And that as you, I just see where you're going to have to set yourself aside. Let your mind get calm. Let the peace of God invade your heart, and then just listen to what He says, the instructions that He gives you. Amen? Amen. What's your name, sir?
Josiah.
Josiah. Oh, good name. You know the Lord?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I said that because there's a call of God on your life, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's in the ministry. It's doing... You're going to find yourself in days to come. You preach the gospel any? Do you teach or anything?
Not yet.
Not yet. Amen. But there is going to be a time when you'll teach, preach. There's missions in your feet. Going to go to some other nations. Minister. So really all you got to do is just just say, Lord, what do you want me to do? When do you want me to do it? And then when things come up, the church, I know they go off and on missions trip here, I go with them, and if opportunity, Lord, do you want me to go? And just begin to get your feet wet, how old are you?
16,
going on 25, right? Amen. Hello. But let me just say this, because everyone comes this place, raised in a Christian home, your mom's Christian. And we all, everyone that I've seen come up, I've seen all my children go through it. And it was, do I want to serve the same God that they're serving? Do I want to serve the same God that they're serving? Now, thankfully, all my kids did that, but some of them went the... They didn't go. Yeah, a couple of them went the long way around. Yes, I want this God to be my God. So, and the reason I say that is make Him personal. What I said today about being intimate, learn to be intimate with Him. You know what? If you'll say, God, I didn't say this when I was preaching, but I looked it up the other day. There is numerous times when the Bible says, Your face will I seek. Well, if I'm seeking His face, evidently He's going to show me something about Him. And if you'll seek Him, you'll find Him. Really? Well, amen, sir. It was in there.
Same as King Josiah.
That's right. Hello. Yeah, read about Josiah. He was a good king. There were some kings that were not very good. Hello. Do you have anything you might? Okay, well, I'm going to pick on Vicky. Or Mary. We better do Mary. Or we can call you both. You'd be like the Trinity, Father, Son. Amen.
It's victorious.
That's right. It's victorious. Hallelujah. That's why we call her Vicky, because she's victorious. We call her Mary because, ooh, now see that here. I will say this. Here's the thing. The reason I believe the Lord calls you Mary, and Vicky's fine too, because that's victorious, And it's because I see you birthing. See, Mary birthed our Savior. And I see you in the Spirit. And you say, well, Lord, what can I? Don't ask what. You just be obedient. And the Lord will show you how to birth what needs to happen in His kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So you're not useless. You have a part to play. And so, Father, I thank you for this Vicky the victorious and Mary the birther. That she's going to birth things in the kingdom, God. There's going to be a birth that takes place in the kingdom of God. Just because, Lord, she's made herself available to you, God. Just because, God, she said, yes, Lord, I'll do whatever it is you want me to do. And God, you know her. You know her frame. You know right where she's at. And so, Lord, you know what she can do in you. And, Lord, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, Lord, I thank you that you strengthen and make alive her mortal body in Jesus' name. Lord, that this morning you strengthen and you make alive her mortal body. And so, Lord, we thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is that your daughter right there? Uh-huh. So you still claim her and everything? Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I've ministered over you before, haven't I? You don't think so? Amen. Okay. What's your first name?
Christina.
Christina, I just tell you, you got to be like a kite. God is going to take you in and out of things. He's got a training ahead of you that you just have to be flexible. I just see you doing this. I see you doing that. A little bit of here, a little bit of there. Kind of like the praise team, what you do up there. You know, you do a little bit of that, and then you do a little bit of other things in your school. And you do go to school, right?
Homeschool.
Oh, you're homeschool. Well, you do different things there, right? And so I just see where God's going to train you. It's kind of like me. I kind of had it all figured up in my head what I would look like. And then when God began to take me into training, it was like all different because he let me experience this, let me experience that, let me be a part of that, let me be a part of that for his purposes. Okay? And so, you want to get married?
I guess.
I just saw it in your future, so amen. So thank you. So, let's hope you do. Amen. And so, just be like that kite, just willing, Lord. And when the Lord, see, let me just say this. You're going to be one that's intimate with the Holy Spirit. Okay? You're going to be one that knows the voice of the Lord. And let me just say, your mother has it. And there's a transference, there's a heritage that's going to go over to you that you'll be sensitive to the voice of the Lord. And just be able to, when someone speaks, you'll say, that's me, I'm to do that. And there is some places, nations in your feet that you'll go to. And it may be just for fun, maybe missions, I don't know, but you'll find yourself going. And then when you go, you'll know you're going to go with a purpose. You know, Lord, what is it? It might be just a vacation, but Lord, what you bring me here for, you know? It's kind of like me and Renee went on a vacation down to Cancun. Really, somewhere down further. I don't know where it was. I was going to say reservation, but it was resort. So anyway, we went down there. So anyway, I'll talk about Jesus anytime. So anyway, this old guy comes up. We start talking, and he was from Ireland. So the reason I talked to him because I liked his accent. And so we start talking, and then of course it come around, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm born again, in fact, I'm even a pastor, blah, 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 blah. And he said one of the problems that they're having there is old people commit suicide like it's an epidemic. And I told him how sad, you know, if they knew Jesus and if they, you know, had, they wouldn't be doing that. But it was just me trying to impart something in him to, you know, to that, you know, I'm not too, I can still make Jesus the Lord of my life at my age. And so I see you kind of doing that, that no matter where the Lord takes you, you'll just be, you know, open. Just, and I think that's your personality anyway. You just like kind of, you're just, So, amen.
Yep.
Hey, yeah. Okay. Where's this? Wait a minute. Let's get this other one.
Okay. When you were up there doing praise and worship, I felt like the anointing during that warrior thing was on your, on the violin. And I heard the battle cry being played through your hands. And I sensed, Jason, are you leading now the band? I just sense the Lord's going to give you some fine-tuning in how to recognize and just kind of hear who, where the anointing is and stuff. Because I wanted to run up and get the mic and put it on her violin. And I didn't know if you were like just, you know, weighing what the Lord was doing or, but I just sense there's some new direction and freedom and liberty and just a confidence in the Lord to be the orchestra leader, really, you know, because sometimes they'll bring up the percussion and they'll bring them down and that will be. And there was an anointing, really an anointing on the song of the Lord on that battle cry. So I just sense. And if it bothers you, you know, to have like the center of attention, that you can just turn your back and play. You don't have, it's not about the people. It's about the anointing. It's about what the Lord wants to do. So whatever it takes, you just have to say, Lord, I'm willing. And I want to be used by you. And I want my talents and gifts to be for you. Because I just, there was just a strong thing. I wish I could have heard it more. I could hear you. But I wish I could have heard it more at that one part. So I want to encourage you, and you also, Jason, to be bold in stepping out. And there's no such thing as mistakes. It's just a willingness to step into that river, you know. And if it overwhelms you, it's going to be awesome. You know, whatever it takes, I just want to kind of lay hands on you and pray for you.
Amen.
Lord, it's a big responsibility, and sometimes we want to please you so much that there's fear, and that we sit still. So I thank you, Lord God, for just an enjoyment in whoopee, the river is here, and I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to go. And I just thank you, Lord, for fine-tuning him and to help him to see and to know and to just get in union even more and more. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's on him. And evident in his songwriting and his playing. And I just thank you, Lord, for a unity within the band and a revival within all the hearts, that their hearts are for the music, but their hearts are more for you. And we thank you, Lord God, for the transitions that are always ahead of all of us. And I thank you, Lord God, that this gentleman that doesn't like to confront or doesn't like to correct or to, you know, hurt anybody's feelings. He just wants everybody to get along. Let's just all go with God. That you're going to show him and train him how to step up and be the general and the orchestra leader at times. And I thank you, Lord God, that when the anointing is there, it's going to be evident even if people don't like it. Even in their soulless realm, they may not like it. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, for the many, many songs, the empty blank pages I see that are ahead of him to be written. I thank you, Lord, that there's even going to be songs written corporately with 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes the whole band. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing on these hands to play, Lord, and these hands to flow in your spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Anyway, I know Craig. I know he hears from God, and he likes to jump up and get to the place where, well, he's after God. He wants, you know, to get in the flow where God, whatever God's doing. And I saw you, like, going before him, and then he'd be like, "Ah, oh, I don't have to get up there because Jason's doing it." You know what I'm saying? But I don't, you know, I don't have to because Jason's. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's that kind of anointing that I see, and I see y'all flowing together to where, and it's kind of like It's funny because my daughter and I play guitar and sing, try. And then she leads the worship. And so we'll, and sometimes I do get a little lost, and then she's like, in fact, one time they tapped me. I went, oh, she's like, we're going to play another song. Okay, my bad. But what I've seen over the years is, I'm like, I think we should go to this song, and then Jennifer will start singing it out. I'll be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And so I believe there's going to be confirmation. And then it doesn't hurt to go to, you know, if you feel like, I'm not sure, because sometimes, you know, like, you're just not sure, but you do, you step out. It's not, you know, it's not bad to go to Craig and just say, hey, was that, you know, they're okay? Yeah, it's good. You know? I mean, huh? Sure you can, Mary Vicky.
He just proclaimed over you that you have a general anointing, and that's been proclaimed over me in the past. Okay. And I remember saying, God, I don't know what a general does. And I ended up working with a girl who was in the military, and she was under me learning. We were working in an alcohol crisis center. We were learning, or she was learning to be an alcoholism counselor. So anyway, she was, you know, I was kind of mentoring her to some. So she mentored me. I asked her, what does a general do? Anyway, I haven't a clue, you know. And she said, well, they get a lot of glory. And I'm thinking, well, that is new. And so, and then, but you, what a general does is they proclaim the strategy of the battle.
Ooh,
so that's an important thing. So that the strategy of the battle, and when I step out like I do with the tambourine sometime, it's I hear that. And I'm not trying to up anybody, but I hear that in my spirit, and I just move in it. And I saw you doing that, and that, you know, that you heard that, and you do it somewhat too, but you need to do it more, so, because your feet have an anointing, and your wife, what's her name?
Diane
with the tambourine, she needs to do that more. Tambourines, percussion, and strings. All you strings players here. Who goes out before the battle in the scripture? The praisers, the singers, the tambourines, and the harps.
Strings.
The strings. So know where you belong and step into it. Every one of you that has that, know where you belong. And the dancers, you are stomping. It's the percussion that the enemy is howling. He is screaming. Do it more. I've had a sprained ankle a couple of times this year. And guess why? The enemy doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Press on.
Amen.
He's screaming. Amen. And those prophetic words were spoken over me too. That he is screaming. He's howling when you worship.
Amen.
Don't hold back. Amen. Don't hold back. Not one bit. But you know, my strength increases when I step out, even though I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to do this today. You know, that just do it.
Amen.
Every one of you teenagers, I know you've got that power. You've got that strength in you. If nothing else but to stomp.
Yes.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Do it.
Do it. Yes. Dance. Sing. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Yes, God.
We're an army.
Yes.
Walk in it. The fullness of the strength that God's given us. Take it.
Yes.
All right.
Yo, you want to say something? A minute. Your name, sir?
Ron.
All right. Ron, I should know these things. You're such a, when I saw you like last night, I was like, Lord, what a gentle man. You know that Jesus, the Bible says, which is amazing to me, he says, I am gentle and humble in heart. So therefore it means that God is gentle and humble in heart. And I just saw that there's more in you that God wants to do. And it's really through, can I see your hands? The laying on of hands, that the Father wants to use you in the laying on of hands for healing to people's lives because of the healing power that's in you and going through you. Amen. And so, Lord, I just proclaim today, God, that, Lord, because he's a believer, God, that he'll find himself laying hands on the sick and he'll find deliverance. He'll see healings, God, in the name of Jesus. You know that thing, I don't know how much you, but when I was saying what the, kind of giving the prophetic word about the church, you're one of the deliverers that God wants to raise up, that you would see how to deal with demonic forces that might be on, or a spirit that might be on a person, that you would call it out and speak it and they'd go. And they'd, it's like the woman that was bent over and she had a spirit of infirmity, and when Jesus laid hands on her, she lifted up. She straightened up. And I just see that in your hands. I see that in you. And so be strong, be courageous, and know that the Lord your God is with you. Amen. Be strong and be courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. So whatever the Lord asks you to do in praying for people, just do it. Amen. Now let me just say this. You know, there's just times when you like to kind of be like Bill Johnson. You know, I don't know if y'all know him, but you know, I heard about a guy on an airplane one time, and he said the Lord showed me he wants to pray. You know, he prayed for this girl, she got healed, and then the whole plane, I mean, everybody in the plane was coming to him getting, and he was praying for him there getting healed. So them are awesome times, you know. Now I don't know why this happens to me, but I'm like, it's all good. I'm going to keep doing what the Lord tells me to do. So I'm in a pool. We have a pool. So I'm in the pool place, pool supply place, getting pool supplies. And so this guy walks in and he says, my back's killing me. Oh, golly, my back. And the store owner knew him, or the guy that worked there knew him. Oh, man, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. And so I'm sitting there trying to buy my pool supplies. And the Lord's like, what are you going to do about that? I'm like, I know, Lord, I've got anointing to lay hands on. You know, when I pray for backs, they get healed. And I said, all right, Lord, I'll do it. So I turned around and I said, brother, if you want me to, I will pray for you and God will touch your back, heal your back. And he goes, So then the guy that's working at the store, he said, well, brother, what you got to lose? You know, you could let this guy lay hands on you, and, if you get healed, amen. If you don't, what do you lose? So, go ahead. And you know what the guy does? He goes, no, thanks. No, thanks. That's okay. You don't have to do it. And I said, okay. I did my part.
Yes. Amen.
So sometimes you doing your part doesn't turn out like you think. You know what I'm saying? But just do your part. Amen? And I was a little bit in shock because when the store manager, or I think it was the man, when he said that, I thought, well, God, we're going to see some things happen here. No thanks. I'm like, no thanks? You know, you want to see, anybody else? Kind of bad back. But anyway, so don't let... let the results be up to God. When you obey God, just let Him have the results. Amen? And just don't worry about it. You know, like that day I said, well, Lord, I did what I was supposed to do. And if He didn't receive, He didn't receive. Amen? Sir, on the back wall, what's your name?
Shane.
Do you go to church here? Amen. Amen. Shane. Well, I so you know the Lord. Okay. I see the hand of God on your life. We had a prophetic word yesterday given. Well, it was to Sean. And, you know, a snake can either shed its skin willingly or it can be skinned. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, whatever, and I'm not sure what's going on in your life, but it's a lot easier to shed your skin and say, yes,
amen.
God.
Amen.
You know, like I said, remember that, God, not your will, I mean, not my will be done. See, we all come to that place where we're struggling, and we like, or like Jacob, you know, but God, I want you to bless me. I want this out of my life. I don't want to be, and I'm not saying you're a deceiver. I don't even know you. But I'm saying it. There's the will of God that's on your life, and God can either skin you or you can shed your skin. And so you need to be planted, and I don't know where God's leading you, what God's doing with you, but you need to be planted in a place that you can grow and be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Amen. So that's enough said on that. And I'm not trying to point you out or say, because I believe you got a heart for God. That's why when I looked at you, I saw the grace of God over your life. Okay? There's a grace of God. But you need to know the will of God and do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be wandering around. You need to say, Lord, what it is, speak to me, and I'll go for it. I'll run after it. And here's what you got to realize. Intimacy is at the core of it. That's the core. See, if I want to be more intimate with God, I'll say, Lord, I don't even want to do this, but Lord, I'll shed my skin. I'll die. And I'll say this, I've had my skin cut off. And that was not fun. But we can do it one way or the other. Because God's determined in our lives to have His will. Amen? All right, enough. Hallelujah. Yeah, Shane got that one. Our Sean. Sean got that one yesterday. So he knows what it feels like. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah. What time is it? 10 till. Well, let's just see. I may... y'all good? You know, everybody good? All right. You want to say something, Craig? Oh, you turn the heat up? You cold? Golly. I'm sitting up here kind of hot, but it's all good. Well, let's just pray. We'll just see what the Lord wants to do here. Father, we just thank you for your kindness. And thank you for your mercies. Where's my wife? Did she go to the bathroom? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wanting her to come back and read. Joseph, if you see my wife out here, tell her to come in here real quick. But let's just pray a little bit. Lord, we just worship you today. You want me to minister over him? Is that what you're saying? All right. What's your name?
Aiden.
Who?
Aiden.
Aiden. Aiden. All right, Aiden. I'm doing this. Amen. All right. Well, Aiden, let me see. Father, I pray for Aiden, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Aiden, when I put my hands, or we shook hands here, felt like there's some things that you're struggling with, things you're going through, and God wants you to know that He's with you, and that there is a call of God on your life. Now, a lot of the struggles is because you're in training for what God has ahead for you, and so don't here's the thing. And it's, I don't know why we think it, but I think the same thing sometimes. Is when we go through tests and trials, we think, man, this is a strange thing I'm going through. And the Bible said, don't think it's strange when you're going through tests and trials. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's just a part of the training. It's just a part of life, what's happening, what we're doing. And so just know that with these struggles, that out of this is going to be, out of this, let me just say this, is going to become a more clear picture of God's will for your life. Okay? As you go through this, and as you just stand, and whatever the Lord tells you to do, just do it. And I will say this, you have to confess, God wants you to confess the word. Say what the word says. Like I said, my favorite scripture, and I say it often, is, Father, I thank you that I'm born again. And Lord, because I'm born again, I overcome them. Because greater are you that's in me than he that's in the world. And so I don't know. Amen. You just look through the Bible, and I don't know, Sean can give you some, but find some scriptures and just begin to say them. Just begin. See, the word, it says, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return void, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. And so as we send, we're speaking God's word. We're speaking the word. Jesus, he was the word and became flesh. There's life in his words that we speak. And so as you speak his words, life, as you speak and say, Lord, this is part of my obedience to you. I'm going to speak these words of life. You'll find that the trials and the thing will get lighter and you'll get through quicker. Amen? All right. God bless you, man. All right. Renee, you want to read your thing and then everybody's going to stand. Get your little thing out. I was going to do it at the end. Now, here's what happened. Is that before, when me and Renee were coming on the way here. Okay. Well, go ahead and tell it.
When we were here, I asked Tom, I said, I don't know if this has anything to do with what you're going to be speaking, but I saw a warrior, and he was clad in chainmail, an armor, a shield, and a sword. He was standing there, looked like a knight of the round table. And I felt like God was calling for courage in his people, because there was the battle ahead. And that sometimes we don't feel like we have courage. Sometimes we're shaking in our boots. But all he wanted was a willing heart to come forward and ask of the Lord for the courage we need for the battle ahead.
So what she saw was acted out this morning. Amen? That what we did, changing the service, doing warfare, stepping out, standing up. You know, Craig, stand up twice. Stand up. You know, so what I want you to do is we're going to stand up and we're going to make a confession and we're going to say, Lord, thank you for courage for the battle. Amen. So stand up. Hallelujah. You know, when I said stand up, courage for the battle, take courage. Take courage. I just saw like a little battle ahead. Could be big, I don't know. But anyway, take courage. And you have to know, it's imperative that you know that you hear the voice of the Lord. That God speaks to you and that you hear him and then just do what he says, whatever he says. But and I don't even know what the battle is. I don't have any clue, but when I said that, I saw you happen. So, Father, we do. Everybody lift your hands. Say, Lord, we ask you for courage for the battle. That, Lord, we would be, oh, thank you, Jesus, that you would give us encouragement. Lord, the word says that Jesus and that you, Father, impart grace and peace so that we would be encouraged. And Lord, when we're encouraged, Lord, we will have courage for the battle. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you impart encouragement, Lord. Release encouragement right now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on the person next to you. Thank you, Lord. And say, you can put it back there, or you and Vicki. Everybody put your hand on somebody. Amen. And say, Father, I impart encouragement. We impart encouragement to our brothers and sisters so that they'll have courage for the battle. Amen. And so, Lord, we thank you for giving that courage that as they stand against whatever it might be, I know that was a lot. Anyway, that they might stand. Y'all repeat after me. Say that they might stand in the battle victorious. And we thank you for doing it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you all for your patience being here. Okay.
Before we end, there's something I wanted to say to these guys here.
Okay.
Don't go. God has put the two together to be one. A strand of three, not easily broken. There's a gift here that's here today that God wants to have. God has a word for them. So if you could give me that thing. Thank you. So I want you to be a witness to what's going to happen right this minute. And not only that, I want you to be part of this. Because they're walking out their calling in their life. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, even now, son and daughter, I raise you to a new level. You've walked out what I have given you to do. And you've been faithful in that. But now I raise you up even into a new level this day. The two as one, called for my purposes. Stretch your hands out to them, everyone. Father God, thank you for what you're saying and what you're doing even now here in this place. Father God, continue to raise them, continue to work in them, gift them, Father God, more and more of your presence. Father says, you are my son, you are my daughter, you're called by my name for my purposes. Prepare, receive. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.